So if I were writing the Bible, I'd say, come to me because I'll give you endurance and stamina. But God knows what causes the stress in your life. Arrogance and aggression. Those cause stress. Let me explain them to you. Aggression is we don't want to wait on anything. We want it now. I'm going to buy it now even if I can't afford it. I put it on a credit card. We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't even like.
In the days leading up to Christmas, you're putting up lights, decorating the tree, singing carols, shopping, throwing parties, and baking the cookies. Christmas is the most advertised, commercialized, anticipated, and celebrated holiday of the year. But no matter how immersed you may be in the flurry of activities, it's still possible to miss Christmas. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, as we bring our series called Don't Miss Christmas to a close, Rick wraps up his look at what it takes to break down the barriers that can cause you to miss the full joy of the season. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the Most Requested Messages by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, a six-message collection you will definitely want to add to your audio library. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Christmas Gift of Peace.
How do you enjoy that peace of God, peace with others, peace inside me? The first thing I have to do is I must experience what I call a moment of clarity. A moment of clarity is a life-changing moment that transforms you forever. You are never the same again because all of a sudden you see things like you've never seen them before. All of a sudden you see God as he really is, not as you were brought up to believe he was. You see yourself as you really are, not like you think you are or not like what your parents told you you were. You see yourself as you really are. It is a moment of clarity and you go, I get it. I get God, I get me. You see other people as they really are, not as you've been told they were, not as you thought they were, but as they really are. You begin to see your problems in a moment of clarity. All of a sudden you go, well, that's the problem. No wonder, I just haven't seen it. And all my life I've been battling against this, and I just haven't seen it. But you see it in a moment of clarity. You see your past clearly, not the way you rewrote it. You see your present clearly. You see your future clearly. God wants you to have a moment of clarity. Now, in the very first Christmas, every one of those people had a moment of clarity. Joseph had a moment of clarity in a dream. He had a dream, and all of a sudden, okay, I get it. I understand what's going to happen. It makes sense. And sometimes people have a moment of clarity through a dream. There's nothing wrong with that. The wise men had a moment of clarity in nature. They were out looking at the stars. They're looking outside. You can have a moment of clarity in the middle of a campground. You don't have to be in a church. You don't have to be in a worship service. David said, I didn't understand until I went into your temple. But a lot of people have a moment of clarity out in nature. And the wise men just look at the star and go, bingo, I get it. Until you have a moment of clarity, you don't understand what it feels like to have real peace. And you can have lived your entire life so long without peace that you think that the way you're living is actually the normal way to live. You think that all that stress, all that anxiety, all that fear, all that fatigue, all that tension, all that stress, that's just normal. That's the way everybody lives. No, they don't. There is the peace with God, and there's the peace of God that gives you peace with others. So it starts with a moment of clarity when I'm honest to God and I'm honest with myself and I'm honest with other people. Number two, the second thing that leads to peace is I must express an attitude of humility. I must experience a moment of clarity, but I must express a moment or an attitude of humility. God blesses humility. Now, the Bible says this. James chapter 4, verse 6. God opposes the proud, which means every time I'm prideful, I'm on the opposite side of God. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to who? The humble. Circle that. Grace is the power you need to have peace in your life. God opposes the prideful, but he gives grace to the humble. So here's the exchange. I exchange my vanity for his serenity. What a deal. My vanity for his serenity. I humble myself and I get his peace. I exchange my anxiety for his tranquility. That's what happens. Now, I've been walking with God for many, many years. I've been a follower of Jesus Christ. I've had a friendship with Christ for over 50 years. And one of the things I've learned is that God is not impressed with my whining. He's not impressed. He doesn't move by my griping. When I gripe, when I complain, when I whine, that doesn't move God at all. But what he does, what does touch his heart is humility. Humbly asking God, God, I need help. And God, as humble as I can say it, I need help. And when I say that, God just opens the floodgates of heaven and pours out his grace and his mercy and his peace. Now, he says, I want you to come and just express an attitude of humility. One of the ways you do that is just to admit God's God and you're not. That's a good antidote for stress. When you get stressed out, repeat this three times. God is God and I'm not.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Thanks for listening to Daily Hope. Words just can't express our gratitude for all your love, prayers, and support throughout the year. Now, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donations to this ministry automatically doubled? Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope, up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled, up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how he would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And then let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For? How Much You Matter to God? Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow? And Daring to Wait on God? This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
Once again, here's Rick.
Philippians 4 says this, don't worry about anything. Hang on, stop right there. That is the hardest command to keep in the Bible. Not the one that says don't murder, don't cheat, don't commit adultery, don't steal. No, no, no. The hardest command in the Bible is that one right there. Don't worry about anything. You break it every day of your life. Worry is assuming responsibility God never meant for you to have, and worry is the opposite of peace. He says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Now, he gives you an alternative. He says, you can pray or you can panic. That's your alternative. Pray or panic. You can worship or you can worry. You can have faith or you can have fear. It's your choice. God's not going to force you to pray, to worship, to have faith. So you panic and you have all these things. He says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him. If you do this, you will experience God's peace. God's peace, which is far greater than the human mind can understand. And God's peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So, let's review. What do I do to get on the path to peace, to get off the stress train and get on the peace train? If you laughed at that, you're really old. Get on the peace train. You need a moment of clarity. You need an attitude of humility. And you need a decision of dependency. The number third thing you need to do is I must expect Jesus to help me. God does what we expect him to do in our lives. This is the faith factor. And I want to sum up everything I've been trying to say to you today in one sentence. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He came to give peace on earth, goodwill to men. He said, I'm going to give you a gift of peace, not as the world gives, but as I give. And he summarizes the gift of peace in a single sentence. If you get this sentence and you do the three things that Jesus Christ says to do, oh man, your stress level is going to go way, way down. And your peace level is going to go way, way up. Here's what he says. Matthew 11, these are the words of Jesus Christ. Come to me. Come to me, all you who are tired and worn out from carrying heavy loads. Anybody in the house feel that way? Yeah. Come to me, all you who are tired and worn out and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you a whole lot more to do. That's not what it says. But a lot of people think that's what it says. A lot of people think, if I come to Jesus, he's going to give me more to do. More rules, more regulations, more rituals, more religion. None of those things. He says not rules, regulations, rituals, religion. He says rest. I like that. Come to me and I will give you rest. Yoke up with me. We'll come back and talk about what that means in a minute. Yoke up with me and learn from me. So he says, come to me, yoke up with me, and learn from me. Three things. For I'm gentle and humble. And here's the result. You'll find peace and rest for your souls. Now, that phrase there, peace and rest for your soul, that's much, much deeper than physical rest. That's soul rest. That's inside rest. You see, your problem, your stress, is not from overworked muscles. In fact, most of us need to work our muscles more. Your problem is not overworked muscles. Your problem is an overworked mind. Overworked mind, overworked tension. You need overworked emotion, overworked spirit. You need rest not from physical labor. You need rest from anxiety. You need rest from tension. You need rest from guilt. You need rest from fear. How in the world do I get that? The world says escape. When you're just worn out, it says, go to Tahiti. Now, here's the problem. When you go to Tahiti, you take you with you. And the stress isn't in the office. The stress is between your ears, and you just took you. You didn't go without your brain. Now, you know, there are good things to rest. I mean, how do you unwind when you're exhausted and overloaded? So, well, you know, I like to go to a movie, or I like to exercise, or I have a hobby, or I've got a favorite sport. Those are all good things. Nothing wrong with those things. Those are all good things for physical restoration, but they will not restore your spirit. They don't restore your soul. That's a much deeper thing. Going to a movie isn't going to restore your soul. You see, when you're empty inside, here's what culture says. When you're empty, culture says, man, you just need to have more. You need to do more. You need to go more. Jesus says, no, just come. Come to me, come to rest, and come just as you are. So the antidote to an overloaded soul is not a time management program. They're good, but that's not going to, you know, calm your soul. Not going to give you peace. It's not a time management program. It's not a philosophy. It's not a pill. It's not a plan. It's a person. He says, come to me. Come to me. So here's the three steps that you have to do. Write these down. Number one, come to Jesus. That's the first step if I want to exchange my panic for God's peace, my worry for God's worship, my fear for God's faith, my anxiety for God's tranquility, my vanity for God's serenity. I make that exchange by coming to Jesus. That's not a one-time thing. You do it every moment and every day, and you keep coming back and back and back. Jesus says, come to me. The answer for your peace is a person. It's not a plan or a pill. It's a person. Then the second thing he says is connect with me or yoke up with me. Why don't you write this down? Connect with Jesus. In the three things he says to do, he says, if you want to have real peace, he says, you come to me and then you connect with me. He says, yoke up with me. Now, most of you don't get this because when I say the word yoke, you're thinking of the yellow thing in the middle of an egg. No, the yoke's on you if you think that. This yoke is a piece of wood that puts two cattle together to pull a cart. That's called a yoke. And when you can yoke up two horses or you can yoke up two cows to pull a cart, to pull a wagon. And what is the purpose of a yoke? To make the load easier by sharing it. If you don't yoke up a horse with another horse, that horse has to pull the whole load by himself. And a yoke is a symbol of partnership. And what is he saying here? God is saying this, I didn't intend for you to pull all your worries, pull all your burdens, pull all your stress, pull all your responsibilities by yourself through life. And that's why you're tired all the time. If it's to be, it's up to me, and you're getting tired. Because you weren't made to go through life without God sharing the load. Jesus says, I'll share it. Yoke up with me. Put on the yoke with me and the two of us will pull your wagon. And by the way, God's got a stronger back than you do. He says, join up with me and I'll help you pull a load. Now, every time I get attached to Jesus Christ, I not only come to him, I connect to him, then life gets easier because God is helping me pull the load. Every time I get disconnected from God, I get under stress because I'm pulling the whole thing by myself. And I'm tired. And I'm frustrated. He says, connect with me. Put on my yoke. Now, the truth is, you're going to be yoked to something in life. I've talked to thousands of people, and I've discovered that the number one thing people yoke up with is the expectations of others. And a lot of what you do because what will other people think? What will my husband think, my wife think, my boss think, my parents think, my kids think? What will my friends think? That's a load you were never intended to carry. Jesus says, take my yoke. It's an exchange. I exchange my heavy burden for his light burden. He says, put me in charge. And he says, every time you just yoke up with me, the peace is going to come. Now, here's the third thing he says. He says, you need to learn from me. So he's saying here, there's something you don't know that I can teach you. Here's the thing. Let Jesus change me. I come to Jesus, I connect with Jesus, and I let Jesus change me. Do you think it's possible that God may know some things about life that you don't? Yes, that's called humility, when you admit that. Yes, there are some things that God knows that I don't know about life. And he says, learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble. Now, I got to admit to you, I've taught this passage for years and years, and I never got the gentle and the humility part for a long time. Because I thought, you know, if I'm tired, the first things I would think I would need would be energy and stamina, not gentleness and humility. So if I were writing the Bible, you ought to be glad I'm not writing the Bible, I'd say, come to me because I'll give you endurance and stamina. But God knows what causes the stress in your life. Arrogance and aggression. Those cause stress. Let me explain them to you. Aggression is we don't want to wait on anything. We want it now. I'm going to buy it now even if I can't afford it. I put it on a credit card. We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't even like. I got to have it now. And we get aggressive. We don't want to wait. We don't want to pause. We don't want to consider. We jump right into things. And as a result, we get overcommitted and then we're stressed out. Question, is it easier to fill your schedule than fulfill your schedule? Anybody want to give a testimony on that one? How about this? Is it easier to get into debt than get out of debt? I could go all day on this one. It's always easier to get in than it is to get out. Is it easier to get married than get unmarried? Anybody want to give a testimony on that one? And he says, because you are so aggressive, you're in such a hurry, you don't know how to delay gratification, you're always on the, you don't want to pause, you don't want to wait, you don't want to consider. He says, you're not gentle, you're in a hurry. And that causes the stress in your life. And the other thing he says is arrogance, which is the opposite of humility. What's arrogance? Arrogance is just when I try to control everything. So if you're saying, okay, I'm ready. I want peace with God. I want the peace of God. So I've got peace of mind in me. And I want to begin to have peace with others. It starts with the moment of clarity.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. You'll find this message and others, along with a ton of other helpful resources. What if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
If you've been listening to Daily Hope for any time at all, you know that God wants to change your life. He wants you to become more and more like Jesus. He wants you to learn to love other people the way Jesus loves them. And He wants you to have more faith than you've ever dreamed possible. How does that happen? It happens because God is in the business of changing lives. And how does He transform us? Through His Word. The more time you spend in the Word of God, the more time you're going to become like God in your character. The more your life will be transformed. Now, to help you understand God's plan of transformation for you, I put together a collection of 6 messages that listeners have told me were particularly helpful when they needed a particular change in their life. These messages will strengthen your spiritual and emotional health, and they're going to teach you how to make the changes to become all that God wants you to be and that you want to be. Now, I want to send these 6 messages to you as a gift, just to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving here at the end of this year, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point in the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in your end of the year gift in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. As we approach this new year, would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out. God bless you.
If you'd like a copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3, for yourself or a friend, please contact us today by going to PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. You can choose either an audio CD or an MP3 download. And remember, your financial gift to Daily Hope will be doubled up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Again, thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.